When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Because the captain's hankered for a comfort they can only get in port. Because it's
what do you know? It is June, and it seems to be busting out all over. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. Today, we're just going to spread out and stretch out and relax. Memorial Day is behind us, the summer is in front of us, and we're going to spend this particular Pledge Week broadcast talking about what we've been waiting for months, and that's summer, and how summer has appeared on various ways and various stages in the American musical. Now, you'd think there might be a lot of songs about summer. There's certainly ones about autumn, and goodness knows there are a lot about spring, but there are not too many about summer, good though they are. That may be because in the old days, of course, a lot of Broadway shows didn't run during the summer. This was the days before air conditioning, and many shows had summer hiatus, or they didn't open until after Labor Day or October. But we're going to turn a corner and see if we can, I don't know, have a nice summer breeze waft our way through the American musical theater. Of course, the most famous summertime song comes from Porgy and Bess, which is enjoying a revival of sorts on Broadway right now. We're going to hear one of my favorite singers, Carmen McRae, do one of the most lovely renditions of the Gershwin's Summertime.
Daddy and Mommy standing by. With Daddy and Mommy
was Carmen McRae singing Summertime. Now, Carmen McRae and Sammy Davis Jr. made a wonderful album of songs from Porgy and Bess, and also a very enjoyable album called Boy Meets Girl. I think they just dig each other terribly well, and they have a great vibe. So even though we're not going to hear them together, it's a nice little segue to Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy Davis Jr. played the lead in one of my favorite musicals, Golden Boy, in 1963, and here's a cover recording of his opening number. It's a little more buoyant and a little less somber than the original cast album. Maybe there are one or two of you out there who could have spotted the difference. But here's Sammy Davis as the lead in Golden Boy, sitting in his rooftop apartment or on the roof of his apartment in Harlem in 1963, gazing out on what a city looks like in the summertime.
Listen, the cars go past, they don't even see me.
I always try to play songs that originated on the Broadway stage. And if I can't quite shoehorn that in, I'll try to at least get people who are Broadway songwriters. So here's a song I like very much. The music is by Victor Schertzinger, who is a famous Hollywood composer of the 30s and 40s, and the lyrics are by Frank Lesser. I like the spirit of it, even though it was written for a Hollywood movie, and I think Bobby Short does a lovely version of what it's like to take off your socks and your shoes and wander around on the beach. Sand in My Shoes, sung by Bobby Short.
Sand in my shoes, sand from Havana, calling me to that ever so heavenly shore. Calling me back to you once more. Dreams in the night, dreams of Havana, dreams of a love I haven't the strength to refuse. Darling, the sand is in my shoes. Deep in my veins, the sensuous strains the soft guitars. Deep in my soul, the thunderous roll of a tropic sea. Under the stars, that was Havana. You are the moonlit memory I can't seem to lose. That's why my life's an aimless cruise. That is real is the feel of the sand in my in my veins, the sensuous strains of a soft guitar. Deep in my soul, the thunderous roll of a tropic sea. Under the stars, that was Havana. You are the moonlit memory I can't seem to lose. That's why my life's an end. That is real is the feel of the sand in my shoe. All that is real is the feel of the sand in my shoe.
Winter, the old double whammy at 8:10 a.m. gonna feel some sun on my face. I will lay in a chair till I am medium rare, till freckles have to fight for a place. 'Cause I want some sun to come and unfreeze me quick.
I'd be a popsicle if I just had a stick.
And with sufficient sun on my face, I will find an enclosure and get double exposure.
Gonna feel some sun on my face.
I will lay in a chair till I am medium rare, till freckles have to fight for a place.
Though on the beach we'll never look like the rest,
in spite of handicaps we will try to stay abreast.
And with sufficient sun on my face,
we'll tan sister to sister.
Dear Lord, don't let her blister.
And while my radio says Chicago's 11 below,
we'll have our schnozolas stuck in rum and colas.
And dry the tears with sun on my face.
From Sand in My Shoes to Sun on My Face. That was the buoyant, delightful cast of Sugar, the 1972 musical based on Some Like It Hot. You heard Bobby Morse and Tony Roberts and Elaine Joyce singing about, in that case, Miami. But what we're all looking forward to is lying back on a deck chair with an iced coffee and feeling the warm summer breeze. I'm Larry Maslon, your host here for Broadway to Main Street on 88.3. And today we're taking a kind of a break. We're taking a kind of long Island iced tea, or maybe just a plain old iced tea, and looking at songs about the summertime from Broadway. After the war, in the late 40s and early 50s, it was kind of a time where a lot of comedians were sort of getting their last licks in, or vaudeville or stage comedians from the 30s and 40s who were giving their shot at book musicals. And our next two songs are from that era. They both feature great actor-comedians. They are both set in the tri-state area. They're both set in the summertime, and they both have a turn-of-the-century feel. Our first song is On a Sunday by the Sea from High Button Shoes, sung by Phil Silvers. And the second song opened the musical By the Beautiful Sea, with music by Arthur Schwartz and lyrics by Dorothy Fields, sung by Shirley Booth. But first, let's hear Phil Silvers taking us for a lovely Sunday afternoon.
On a Sunday by Sunday by the sea. You can rent a bathing suit for a fee. Every lifeguard's manly and trim. That's why all the girls pretend they're drowning when they can swim through the tunnel for a dime. You can have yourself a wonderful time. Gliding through the dock, love will start the spark, and he'll say, you're for me. Wee, it's the one place to be. Hey, look at me on a Sunday by the sea.
Bye.
Shirley Booth. Was there anyone quite like her? I never saw her live, but I hear she was extremely special. Hi, today we're going to relax a little bit. We're going to be a little less erudite, perhaps, and just listen to some buoyant songs about the summertime as we relax ourselves into the summer season. Hopefully you're out here in the Hamptons opening up your house, doing some spring cleaning, getting some potting some plants or planting some pot or whatever it is you do, and we'll just relax and listen to some music. As I said, I always try to play songs from Broadway musicals or at least Broadway composers. One of my favorite shows is 1969-1776, which was written by a guy named Sherman Edwards, who only wrote one Broadway show, fabulous though it is, and we'll hear it in July, I assure you. But he wrote some pop hits in the Brill Building, and one of the songs he wrote was See You in September. So we're going to hear Jerry and the Pacemakers sing a song written by the composer of 1776. Yikes, that's a shift. And then we're going to go into the opening number from the musical Grease.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long.
See you in September. See you when the summer's through. Here we station. Summer vacation is taking you away.
Baby, goodbye.
Have a good time, but remember there is danger in the summer moon above. Will I see
some So I told her we'd still be friends.
Then we made our true love vow.
Wonder what she's doing now. Summer dreams ripped at seams. But the
So two songs bookending what it's like for young people to say goodbye to each other at the end of term and their experiences when they get back to school in the fall. That was John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John from the soundtrack to Grease. Well, there is something about a summer night, isn't it? It's pleasant out here on the East End, 8:30, 9 o'clock. You're just maybe finishing dinner and clearing the plates and sitting in your backyard or on your deck with the citronella candles, enjoying a nice glass of wine or an after-dinner cocktail. And there's something about the scent of the sea and the relaxing day or way of winding down, maybe from a tough day. Maybe you had a tough day shopping and you're relaxing on your deck. But there's something about the summer night. One of my favorite songs comes from Frank Lesser's The Most Happy Fella. It's set in a vineyard, so maybe you're near a vineyard, either on the North Fork or the South Fork, and you can hear this lovely ode to the magic of a summer night.
It's that kind of night, a beautiful night. You can hear it in the air.
All nature seems to know there are two lovers tonight. There are two lovers tonight. Hereabouts, all nature seems to know and sing her song, her tender song, that all is well and all is right.
Listen.
Again, something magical about a summer night. Ingmar Bergman knew that. His movie Smiles of a Summer Night was set to music by Stephen Sondheim and a little night music. But here's another more direct song about a summer night from the musical Rags, a very underappreciated score. And here's Julia Magennis singing a beautiful song, music by Charles Strauss, lyrics by Stephen Schwartz, that really encapsulates, as she says, the lunatics who stride along either the beach or the streets or the meadows in a summer night.
Oh, it's way past time and I should be home. To drink the breeze in and bathe in lantern light. All my reason's gone and I blame it on the summer night. I see couples pass and their eyes are luminous and they smile. The street is full of lunatics sharing some pagan rite. If we're here till dawn, can we blame it on the summer night? They keep remembering his eyes, fiery pale in the moonlight, spinning my heart into I never felt so giddy. Why are the stars so bright? Through the streets I wander and blame it on the summer night. Maybe the sun will come soon. Maybe the morning will save me, clearing my mind, giving me back my soul.
This is Larry Maslon. I want to thank you for joining me at Broadway to Main Street on hopefully our relaxing summer broadcast. One of my favorite songs about the summer, the one that I think captures what I think most about the summer, is written by two major songwriters who never appeared in a Broadway show. The composer is Harry Warren, the great composer of things like 42nd Street. And the lyrics are by Johnny Mercer, one of my all-time favorites. It's called The Summer Wind. Of course, it was made popular by Frank Sinatra in the 1960s, but here's a version he sang late in his career at the Radio City Music Hall. He thanks his audience for being the best in the world, and you listeners out there, those of you who tune into WPPB 88.3 and listen to Broadway to Main Street, are, of course, my favorite listeners, and I'll have Frank Sinatra share with you my enthusiasm for joining you throughout the next 3 months of the summer.
Perfect song for this time of the year. Nelson Riddle's famous orchestration. The summer wind came blowing in from across that sea. It lingered there, then it touched your hair, and it walked with me. All summer long, We sang a song and then we strolled on the golden sand. Two sweethearts, sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, all the days and the nights, they went flying by. The whole world was new beneath a bright blue umbrella sky. Then softer than that Piper man, one day it called to you. Then I lost you, I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn winds and the winter winds, they have come and they've gone. Still those days, those lonely days, they go on and on. Guess who sighs his lullabies to all the nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind. That summer wind. The summer wind. Thank you very much. You're the best audience. I swear to God, you're the best audience in this town. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm sure glad that I had 4 cents to leave Jersey and come over here many years ago.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.